3. Judicial Actions. The Avonals are known as magisterial sons because they are the high magistrates of the realms, the adjudicators of the successive dispensations of the worlds of time. They preside over the awakening of the sleeping survivors, sit in judgment on the realm, bring to an end a dispensation of suspended justice, execute the mandates of an age of probationary mercy, reassign the space creatures of planetary ministry to the tasks of the new dispensation, and return to the headquarters of their local universe upon the completion of their mission. When they sit in judgment on the destinies of an age, the Avonals decree the fate of the evolutionary races, but though they may render judgments extinguishing the identity of personal creatures, they do not execute such sentences. Verdicts of this nature are executed by none but the authorities of a super-universe. The arrival of a paradise Avonal on an evolutionary world for the purpose of terminating a dispensation and of inaugurating a new era of planetary progression is not necessarily either a magisterial mission or a bestowal mission. Magisterial missions, sometimes, and bestowal missions, always, are incarnations, that is, on such assignments, the Avonals serve on a planet in material form, literally. Their other visits are technical, and in this capacity, an Avonal is not incarnated for planetary service. If a magisterial son comes solely as a dispensational adjudicator, he arrives on a planet as a spiritual being, invisible to the material creatures of the realm. Such technical visits occur repeatedly in the long history of an inhabited world. Avonal sons may act as planetary judges prior to both the magisterial and bestowal experiences. On either of these missions, however, the incarnated son will judge the passing planetary age. Likewise does a creator son when incarnated on a mission of bestowal in the likeness of mortal flesh. When a paradise son visits an evolutionary world and becomes like one of its people, his presence terminates a dispensation and constitutes a judgment of the realm.